Game On.
Game On.
2FM.
You're listening to the Game On podcast. You can join us nightly on 2FM, Monday to Friday from 7.
Euro Footy Focus on Game On.
Time for our regular Tuesday chat with Mark Langdon of the Racing Post. Mark, how are you doing, sir?
Hello, Damien. You okay?
I'm in good form. Good to talk, as always. It's interesting. Most of the major, nearly all the major leagues in Europe now done and dusted, some already on their holidays. If you were to say at the start of the year that La Liga would be the last one to be decided, you'd probably have been committed.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm pretty sure I wrote a piece at the start of the season saying how boring La Liga would be this season because all the money had been taken out of the smaller teams, and you know the two at the top would absolutely dominate, which just goes to show how wrong I was, really. But it's been fantastic, and I think we've got the ending to it that the sort of league deserves, really. With Atletico taking on Barcelona at the Nou Camp, in a game that if Barcelona win, they'll be league champions, and any other result sees Atletico do it. For the last 2 weeks, all three teams that have been fighting for the title have been in just terrible form domestically, and it continued at the weekend with Barcelona only drawing with Elche, Real Madrid losing to Celta Vigo, which I don't think was a big surprise because I think that they'd given up by that point. And then it was all down to Atletico. If they would have beaten Malaga at home, that they would have won the league. They could only draw 1-1. It's been a really disappointing couple of weeks, but they've got to go again. To use a sort of Steven Gerrard ism really from this season, they go again. It looks like Diego Costa will be risked as well for that match. Could, you know, if it goes wrong, he could sort of injure himself in that Barcelona game and be ruled out at the Champions League final as well. But I think Diego Simeone can't think about the Champions League. He's got to go all out to get this point at Barca. And it's worth remembering that Barcelona haven't got a good record against Atletico this season. Been five very tight matches, but still Barcelona haven't beaten them.
And when you look at it, well, I know we're meant to be impartial in all these things, but how big a shame it would be if Atletico's season was to be defined by losing the league this weekend and then potentially losing the Champions League final to Real. When you consider all that they have done, they deserve to win this silverware.
They definitely deserve to win La Liga. There's no doubt about that. But the last two results, to only pick up 1 point against Levante and Malaga, you know, when it was there for them, they just haven't been able to close it out. They do deserve to win it. And you feel like everything could depend on this Barcelona game, because if they were to win the league, it would give them such a great boost going into that Champions League final. But can you imagine what the dressing room will be like if they lose that game to Barcelona, lose the league on the final match, and then Simeone needs to get them, you know, back up for arguably an even bigger game in the Champions League final. It certainly won't be easy, his job, if they lose that game against Barcelona. But I suppose this is where you see whether a team it sort of got everything that it needs to win a title and to win a European Cup. That these are the tests that they need to overcome. And actually, you know, I think the fact that the pressure almost is off them slightly, and the fact that I think most people now expect Barcelona to win that game at home, that will help Atletico. They're a team that prefers to be the underdog. They're a team that prefers to sort of sit back and wait for their opportunities, and that's what they'll do. And they've managed to keep Messi very quiet in all of the matches so far this season, so that they'll be confident that they can do it. I think the start is very important. If Barcelona get that goal early and really sort of, you know, that the crowd will be up for it then and can really get on the roll. But if Atletico can just sort of ride out that storm the first 20 minutes like they have done so often against Barcelona this season, then, you know, they've still got enough, I think, defensively in Godin and Miranda and Courtois in goal to keep a clean sheet.
Yeah, I'm trying to work out what the Spanish for park the bus is, because that may well be the approach this weekend. Before we move on, so much focus on Barcelona and the potential for a transfer embargo, and obviously it's been lifted under appeal and whatever else. By the sounds of it, they're going to do the mother of all business this summer. And David Luiz apparently is a done deal. Dani Alves will leave. Fabregas will possibly leave. They are certainly going to get the checkbook out with potentially a new manager signing off on all these new signings.
Yeah, I mean, Luis Enrique, the Celta Vigo manager, looks like he could be the one that's sort of in charge next season. And they definitely needed to do this, didn't they? I think people have said for a couple of years now that the defence has been getting by, really, with Mascherano and Piqué and Puyol's been patched up and sent out, you know, when he hasn't been fully fit. But you can't keep relying on just sort of two centre-backs. So it's obvious that they need to strengthen defensively, and to pay for that, that they'll have to let some people go, because You know, they obviously spent a huge amount on Neymar, more than what we initially thought as well, to bring that deal over the line last year. So you'll see players like Afellay and Teo. I think Teo would be a very good signing for somebody. I've seen that Liverpool have been linked with him, and you know, he's a young winger with plenty of promise. Your Fabregas would be the real sort of one that could enable them to bring in a centre-back like Luiz, and they need a specific centre-back as well, because they have so much possession. They need to be able to play out, and there aren't that many centre-backs that can do that. You are looking at Luiz and maybe Hummels from Borussia Dortmund to play alongside Pique. So yeah, it definitely will be a summer of change at Barcelona, but I think it's needed, because even if they win the league, they know they've not been good enough this season.
Just for to avoid the possibility that we'd repeat conversations we've had in previous weeks, PSG have won the league in France. We've talked about them quite a bit, and the money and Ibra and everything else. Hamburg still with the potential in Germany to be relegated, which, if we subscribe to football legend based on reputation, it will be inconceivable to a lot of people that Hamburg would drop from the Bundesliga.
Yeah, I mean, they've never been relegated from the Bundesliga previously. They really are a sort of sporting institution, really, within Germany. I mean, they're a huge club, certainly with one of the biggest fan bases in German football. They're also involved in handball and various other sort of sporting clubs as well. I mean, this is a real big deal in Germany right now. Hamburg finished the season in 16th, absolutely terrible away from home. That means they've got to play the team who finished third in the Bundesliga second division, which is Greuther Fürth, who went down last season. You would imagine that Hamburg, that there is a gulf between the Bundesliga and the second division. So Hamburg are the favourites, and I think that the home game on Thursday is the real key one, because Hamburg at home haven't done that badly in recent weeks, and you know that they'll have a real big support behind them, and that they've got some quality players. They've just not been performing to their best, and away from home they're absolutely terrible. So I think it's very important that they take a first leg advantage, but you would imagine that they can just about escape, but it really shouldn't hide the fact that even if they do stay up, this is a team that's just been mismanaged from sort of top to bottom for about 3 or 4 years now.
Okay, the other big game this week from a European perspective is the Europa League final. You're familiar with the Bella Gutmann curse that's on Benfica?
Absolutely, yeah. It's been something that's just obviously that their former manager, after they won a European Cup 52 years ago,
61 and 62.
Yeah, he had a contract dispute and said that when he left, that Benfica would not win a European Cup for another 100 years. Now, at the time, there was only one European trophy to go for. So, it's been 52 years since he said that, and Benfica have lost 7 finals in a row. That they're going for to end it, and I think they've got a really good chance of ending it against Sevilla on Wednesday. They've got some players out, 3 players suspended and a couple injured as well, but they've done so well this season, and they've already won the league, they've already won the League Cup, they're in the Portuguese Cup final and the Europa League final, so there's a quadruple on for Benfica this season. I think the curse may well be lifted. Sevilla have been very fortunate to get through to this stage. They really have lucked out against Valencia, scored a last minute goal. They were 2-0 down against Betis. When they played Porto, Porto were missing their 2 best players, Fernando and Jackson Martinez, for the crucial second leg. I think they've been quite fortunate to get through to the final, and they didn't even qualify for the Europa League at the start. They're only in it because Malaga and Rayo Vallecano weren't allowed to compete in Europe this season. They've gone all the way through Sevilla. I think this final hurdle may be sort of one step too far for them.
I was reading today they lost final European Cup finals to Milan in 63, Inter Milan in 65, United in 68. He died in 81, but they were beaten by Eindhoven in 88, Milan in 1990, then UEFA or Europa League finals in 83, Chelsea last year. Eusebio prayed at his grave in Vienna, and then earlier this season they put a statue of Bella Gutmann up outside the ground, which a quote on it from himself reads, "Only those of us inside Benfica know what mystique really is. There is no other club in the world with a mystique like Benfica's." They will be praying to whatever god they believe in that he is on their side. But anyway, we'll chat about that and much more in the coming weeks. Mark, as always, thanks.
Thank you, David.
Mark Langdon joining us there. Game over.